The Corsican Brothers, from the novel by Alexandre Dumas. Madame fears that her son Lucien may have seen the apparition of his brother, which would mean that his brother has lost his life. While Pierre relates to Madame how Louis disappeared in Ajaccio, there is movement from Lucien who begins to revive. When he opens his eyes, Madame, in an agonized voice, entreats him to tell her what he saw before he lost consciousness.
Speak, Lucien, tell us. What did you see?
Madame feared that there might have been an apparition, Lucien. You have no pain across your back now, but you've lost consciousness.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember now. The biting pains across my flesh. They went on and on until I felt I could bear them no more. And then nothing. Mother, I must have fainted.
And you saw nothing?
Nothing.
Thank God. My boy is alive.
So Louis is here in Corsica?
He disappeared in Ajaccio.
That can mean only one thing. He is in the hands of the Gadici. It's as I feared. They were flogging him. I shared his pain with him. Mother, something must be done.
What can be done? Your brother is in the south, in the Gadici stronghold. With so many of them, what can we do, my boy?
And in any case, Lucien, it would take you many hours to reach the south, and then it might be too late.
But they may be torturing him. They may torture him for days. They told you what they had planned to do with me, to tie me up to the post and lash me until I was dead.
What a strange affinity between you and your brother. At moments of the greatest physical pain, you both share.
There is one hope. Perhaps that's why the lashing has stopped. One hope, and only one.
What is that?
Marianne Gadici. It was she who set me free.
Don't speak of Marianne.
Mother, I will. You owe her my life. They would surely have killed me. Perhaps now that the pain has gone from my back, it means that in some way, somehow, Marianne is helping my brother, Louis de Franchi.
The de Franchi, how is he?
Still unconscious.
We didn't spare him, did we, Marianne?
I will tell the rest of the family that you have reinstated yourself, Dino.
That is why you were brought here, Cousin Giuseppe. The first time you were brought on a mission which ended in disappointment. A bird escaped from his cage. This time, however...
Giuseppe will tell them all. Both he and his wife, they saw what we saw.
But there is still a final act, Giuseppe. As soon as Lucien de Franchi revives, we will start again.
And if he faints again?
We shall flog him yet again until the last time.
I doubt whether he will last the night.
I've ordered 3 fresh men for the whipping. He's tired, 3 out. He's plenty of stamina in spite of his wound of a fortnight ago.
And Marianne, what is the matter?
Nothing.
Scowl. I can speak your thoughts. You have a rankling hate for this man.
Yes, I hate Lucien de Franchi. I hate him. But let it be over soon, please. Let it be over soon.
She's overwrought, Giuseppe. Of all our family, she hates the Franchi most. She has been brought up in that fashion.
As you rush out of the room, Marianne Gadici, there is hate in your heart. But only because the great emotion of hate is so close to that of love. You tenderly love Lucien de Franchi. And because you think that he refuses to recognize you, your pride is hurt. A hurt that digs deep down into the innermost recesses of your heart. You go to the courtyard where the body of the de Franchi is to be found tied, arms outstretched to the whipping post, his head down, still in a swoon. You look at him, biting your lips hard until the blood runs, your eyes shrinking from the ugly red weals across his back, some of which have drawn blood. Pity rushes up from your heart to your throat, almost choking you, and tears fill your eyes. But you fight desperately, thinking only of the fact that Lucien de Franchi has tried to ignore what passed between you and he when he was last in your father's house. How are you to know that this man is not Lucien? How are you to know?
Monsieur, he regains consciousness.
Very well. Tell my father. Tell the others.
Yes, mademoiselle.
Well, Lucien de Franchet, has your vision cleared yet?
I can just see you.
Can you see me as I am this time? Can you see the Marianne whom you once held close in your arms?
I never held you in my arms.
So, you still deny that you once loved me. It proves that you never loved me. You led me on, seeking to humiliate me, or perhaps to fool me into arranging your escape.
I have no wish to humiliate you, mademoiselle. All I wish to do is to tell you that I am not Lucien de Franchi.
You are determined that the past is to be wiped out. You are determined to say that this never happened between us. Why don't you be honest? Why don't you say that you never loved me?
I don't love you, mademoiselle, because I'm not Lucien.
Oh, you beast. Even when you know you're about to die, you still ignore the past. Very well. Father! Father, he's conscious. You'll start again.
Yeah, that is good. Here you, Vomero. You take the whip first. So the De Franchi is conscious, eh? I hope you relish the pain that you already received. It's only a little, my friend, of what is to come. It is only a little of the centuries of humiliations and threats and bloodletting which has occurred between your family and mine in the past. Sit here, Giuseppe. You are a witness. You and your wife for the rest of the family.
I hope you feel every stroke, Lucien. It will only be a little of the hurt you have done to others. But it will be compensation.
Come then.
Oh.
Lucien. Lucien.
Oh, leave me alone. Oh, let me be. Oh.
You see, Monsieur Godet, this is what happened just before you came. Oh, look at his face, contorted with pain.
Oh, they're flogging him again. I know, I know.
Oh, God in heaven, help my son, Louis.
Oh.
Help him, I pray thee. Help him.
Madame, you must leave the room. Let me look after your son.
Oh. I feel so helpless. Knowing that in the South there are frightful things happening into my own flesh and blood.
Oh.
And that Lucien, too, has the same pain.
Oh.
Go into the living room. Stay there. It's better that I'm with your son.
Oh.
You suffer too much to see him as he is.
Oh.
Lucien.
Oh.
Lucien.
Yes.
Is there any hope for your brother? You were a prisoner.
Oh, I've told you. The only hope is Marianne. You see, Marianne loved me.
Could she hold out against her father?
Oh, that's the difficulty. Marianne is only the daughter. Dino Gedici is the head of the house. Then there's his brother to be considered, and the rest of them. Oh, they're probably all congregated in the courtyard witnessing this flogging. Oh!
Poor boy. If there were only something I could do. But we're all so helpless, all of us.
Oh,
so helpless.
Oh.
Hard, everyone. Oh, isn't it you're so tired?
This lashing should be the last, Marianne.
The last?
Yes. He is growing very pale.
Pale?
Harder!
Pale.
Harder!
No!
Harder!
Stop it, Rivero! Stop it, I say! Give me that lash. No more, do you understand? No more.
Marianne, what's the matter with you?
He is not to be touched again. I can't stand it. I can't stand it any longer.
Marianne, you old man, dear, you're overwrought. It's been too much for you. I'll let Pietro take you to your room.
No! Untie him. Will nobody untie him? Very well, I shall do it myself.
Marianne, please!
These cords knotted and knotted. Rivero, give me that knife. Now, take him to the room. The room by the rose garden.
Just a moment. I think you're losing your senses, Marianne. This man is to die.
This man is not to die.
Marianne has not been herself this evening. Please excuse her. This man's presence has unnerved her. You must go to your room, Marianne, and leave us to finish this work.
I will not leave here until he's put to bed.
I'm afraid, Marianne, I must insist.
I refuse.
To leave me only one cost, Marianne. You're not yourself. We should have to use force. Vimolo, come here. Take Mademoiselle's left arm. I'll take the other.
Let me go.
I'm sorry, but you leave me no other course. This man must die, Marianne. He's our mortal enemy. And it's something that we have all sworn to do to rid Corsica of the Frenchy.
Then there's only one thing left for me to do. Father, I must speak with you alone.
Of course. Come with me through this gate to the other side of the wall. Put him back on the post, General.
You will wait, General, until I've spoken with my father.
Well, Marianne, I have not said much as yet. Your cousin Giuseppe was there. What he will say to the rest of the family, I don't know. But you should be ashamed of yourself.
There's more to come. Lucien de Franchi must be released. He must be allowed to go back to his home.
What?
If you refuse, I shall tell Giuseppe. I shall tell every member of the family the reason. In other words, I shall make public the fact that I have brought dishonor to our name.
Brought dishonor? But you...
I thought I hated Lucien de Franchi because he spurned me. Because he refused to remember what was most precious in my life. That he held me close and told me that he loved me. Now I know that I shall never stop loving him. And if you don't set him free, I shall tell the whole of Corsica.
Gino stared aghast as Marianne spoke these words. Will she be able to save the life of the man whom she thinks is Lucien de Franchi? Make sure you hear the next thrilling episode of The Corsican Brothers.